Universities threatening to strip Harvard of its tax-exempt status. Michael Wallace reports.
The administration wants Harvard to drop its DEI programs and change its international admissions policies, but the school has refused to do so. It warns the funding freeze could jeopardize ongoing research on cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and organ transplants. That worries students.
These are people who are the best in the world, and that's why they're here. So that research is sort of in jeopardy.
On social media today, President Trump said Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
There is a court hearing today in the case of a Maryland man deported to El Salvador. The administration has refused to bring him back and hasn't necessarily satisfied the judge's order for daily status reports. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The district judge has been getting more and more frustrated, and it's possible today that she could impose some sort of deadline on the administration by which time she wants to see this man back in U.S. custody.
The hearing comes a day after President Trump hosted El Salvador's president at the White House. He refused to return the man, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen.
Ambassador here to ask to meet while he's here. But I've also made clear if we can't meet here, I do intend to go to El Salvador to discuss the release.
President Trump said today China has reneged on a major Boeing deal. Beijing will reportedly not take further deliveries of Boeing jets. CBS's Kelly O'Grady tells us this is about much more than just one company.
If you think about what Boeing means to the U.S., I mean, it's an iconic American company. It's also the biggest exporter for the U.S., so it's not nothing when it comes to our economy. And for Boeing, China is a huge growing market. I mean, this could mean a really big impact for them. And of course, Boeing has already struggled.
Trump vowed today to protect U.S. farmers from trade war adversaries, which he said include China. An Israeli airstrike hit a field hospital in Gaza today, killing a medic. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris. The French president is stepping up efforts to end the continuing fighting.
During a phone call with Israel's prime minister, French President Emmanuel Macron told him the suffering of civilians in Gaza must end. Macron said he told Netanyahu only a ceasefire could free Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Macron also urged Netanyahu to reopen crossings into Gaza to allow humanitarian aid in. And he stressed France's commitment to the two-state solution to bring about lasting peace. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off just 82 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional at O'Reilly Auto.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete. Top-notch work with a 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A plan for a new car wash set to be built at the Regency Mall development moved ahead last night following final approval from the Racine Common Council. At a previous meeting, Alders approved the apartment plan for the Regency Mall site called the Pritchard Park Apartments. The Woodman's is getting close to being done with an opening sometime this year. The Gateway campus in Racine now has a place to help students needing more than a grant and a diploma. Students can now get support through what's called a Connection Center. The center provides food, professional clothing, and connects students to resources like housing and childcare assistance. The Racine Common Council swears in four new members tonight. Malik Frazier in District 1, Nathan Pavin in the 15th, Jens Jorgensen in the 5th, and Grace Allen in District 9. Mary Land narrowly retained District 11. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street in Racine starting next Monday. The first phase of the project will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. And some people in Oak Creek are suing to block the Buc-ee's. It's proposed for just north of the Racine County line along I-94. People living near the Elm Road, the city of Oak Creek rushed zoning changes and ignored noise, traffic, and property value concerns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers' starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1, their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics and a group way.
That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, high temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high-pressure system settles in, giving us a calm and comfortable sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
WRJN. Well, since she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my
Timeless Ed's afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tax Day 2025. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, I will share with you my tax day poem, Ode to April 15th. We'll do that coming up, as I said, about 15 minutes or so. In the 5 o'clock hour, you're going to want to listen for the 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1968. 3 great songs, 1 great year. Here's Elvis Presley.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. We'll be right back. gotta hide what we're doing. Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand. And you get away into the night, and then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone else.
local news, timeless hits, You already know you can save up to 30, 40, 50% in some cases on local food, service, and merchandise at WRJN.com by clicking on the Big Deals tab. In just a moment, we're going to give you information on our Tax Day special, but I want to remind you that you can win Brewers tickets at the Big Deals store. That's right. WRJN Big Deals leading off the regular baseball season with this fun giveaway. You can register daily for a chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers at AmFam Field this year. Just go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and enter on the contest page. No purchase necessary, but now, more news on that Tax Day special.
Today is Income Tax Day. Yuck. Whether you were a winner or a loser this year, I've got a great offer for you. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. Today and today only, purchase any gift certificates from Big Deals, and you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No promo code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save an additional 15%. Hurry in for best selection.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Something big is happening at Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their raspberry lemon cheesecake Kringle as welcome. This Kringle has a delicious filling of lemon cheesecake layered with O&H's homemade raspberry filling. It has sweet pink frosting with seasonal sprinkles. Get one this week and enjoy it with your family. For oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights, visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back, April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Trust me.
Chubby Checker on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We mentioned before that today is Tax Day 2025, and I wrote you a little poem. It's called Ode to April 15th. Oh, April 15th, sharp and sly, you creep beneath the springtime sky. While blossoms glow, you bring the IRS in tow. Receipts like leaves in frantic swirl, W-2s furl, a nation's sigh, a paper trail of dreams deferred and checks in mail. But once you're gone, the clouds do part, relief blooms in the burdened heart. So raise a glass, post-filing spree, to freedom forms and Schedule C. Yeah.
Just someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a love. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Timeless Hits, the association with Cherish on WRJN. Did you listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show this morning? His show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com and clicking on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You wouldn't think overparking would impact a Regency Mall development project, but here we are. A plan for a new car wash set to be built at the Regency Mall development moved ahead last night following final approval from the Racine Common Council. The decision came after a discussion about employee parking. The owner of a competing car wash down the road spoke during public comment and said parking was insufficient in the plan. Alders came to an agreement that the mall area has plenty of parking and moved the project ahead. At a previous meeting, Alders approved the apartment plan for the region called the Pritchard Park Apartments. The Woodman's is getting close to being done with an opening sometime this year. The Gateway campus in Racine now has a place to help students needing more than a grant and a diploma. Students can now get support through what's called a Connection Center. The center provides food, professional clothing, and connects students to resources like housing and child care assistance. Incumbent Circuit Court Judge Erickson has formally filed for a recount following his 55-vote defeat to challenger Jamie McClendon in the April 1st race. It's for a position on Branch 7. Go deeper on what triggers a recount and the timeline in a spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, high temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high-pressure system settles in, giving us a calm and comfortable sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Just take those old records on
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman, and let's check in with Brett Hoffman. He's here from Marcus Theaters to wrap up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five is the movie Drop from Universal Pictures about a blind date that turns into a whodunit thriller. It came in at $7.5 million. And number four was the first week for the Alex Garland war movie Warfare from A24. It made $8.3 million and has stellar audience and critics reviews. And number three was Rami Malek in the spy thriller The Amateur with $14 million. Now, faith-based audiences and family audiences came out for Angel Studios' King of Kings, an animated telling about the life of Jesus. It earned $19 million to come in second at the box office. And at number one for the second week in a row was a Minecraft movie. The movie continues to attract both video game and adventure movie enthusiasts with a whopping $80.6 million in its second week. This upcoming weekend will be a battle between a Minecraft movie in its third week and Sinners, the new supernatural horror Southern vampire movie directed by Ryan Coogler and starring Michael B. Jordan, playing each of two twin brothers that return to Mississippi and discover a great evil fighting to consume they hold dear. Between Sinners, a Minecraft movie, and all the other movies we talked about, there are so many movies available at the box office to go see. Go check out one of your local movie theaters.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on
a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be crazy. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, farming's still a big thing in our county, and WRJN has farmers covered. You can listen to the Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings 5 till 6, and we've got reports throughout the day, too. Just keep up to date on everything agriculture by listening to the local news and Timeless Hits here on WRJN.
Outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You know, we've partnered with the Racine County Eye, right, to create the most experienced local news team in Racine County. You can hear the breaking news and headlines here on WRJN and then read about the detail at RacineCountyEye.com. For 98 years, Racine has turned to us for local news. And now, with the Racine County Eye, we've got you covered better than ever. County Eye and WRJN.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. The spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming clear overnight with a low of 31. Tomorrow, sunny and 46.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is squaring off with